Hey, thank you for always tuning in and listening to the Aftermarket's original and premier podcast. And I hope this episode finds you safe, healthy, and ready to take on the day. Welcome to 20 Questions in About 30 Minutes with Margaret Palango. She is the Executive Vice President at Auto Shop Solutions. Now, I've known Margaret for about 5+ years now and so happy to have her on the show. This is a fun and unique format that offers up Margaret's personal views in a way never before available. I asked Margaret about her intuition and a new skill she'd like to have, along with 18 more great questions coming up. Hey, please realize that this episode is made possible by Shopware and Apex. You know, I bet you've thought about your shop management system, and that contactless service is key to keeping your base full while remaining 6 feet apart. Well, Shopware's completely digital workflow will wow your customers and keep profits up. Tara from Topol's Service Center said recently, "Thank God for this amazing cloud-based software during this difficult time. She can't imagine life without it right now." Thanks to Carolyn and hashtag Team Shopware. Book a demo at getshopware.com/carm. Now, for all the right reasons, we're not going to be face-to-face at Apex yet. Apex 2020 is going to be a virtual experience, which is defined this year for all of us. Hey, I know many of you love to go to Apex to buy equipment for your shop, and guess what? You still can by attending the virtual Apex experience November 3rd through the 5th. Plus, there's great training, and it's all for free. Register now at aapexshow.com/register. Hey, you need to sign up for my emails. Not only are you the first to know about new episodes, I write a blog every Monday on my perspective on things. Many have written to thank me for the inspiration. Sign up at remarkableresults.biz/insider. Love to have you. Everything I do as a podcaster revolves around you, my listeners, so give me 4 minutes and complete a survey. Go to remarkableresults.biz/survey. I know I'm giving you a lot of work to do. Hey, Margaret Palango started to build a strong business culture by holding her team accountable. It builds trust, which eventually leads to teamwork.
I have a car that I searched for over a year for my dream car, and I was able to acquire it about 18 months ago.
Hey, more with Margaret Palango in just 1 minute. Now, find the key talking points for Margaret's 20 questions and her bio at remarkableresults.biz/E570. Now, you need to know that I enjoy bringing you the podcast. You know, I don't feel like work at all. Even though I put in a lot of hours creating, writing, scheduling, editing, recording, researching, reading, I'll stop there. I hope you're as lucky as me and don't work a day in your life. Now, here's Margaret Palango, 20 questions in 30 minutes. Hey, a warm welcome to Margaret Palango, Executive Vice President, Auto Shop Solutions. Margaret, I got you finally on my show.
So happy to be here, Carm. Thanks for having me.
We've known each other, I'm going to guess, in the four-year zone. We've seen each other all the time, had a cocktail or two together, spent some, you know, quiet time in my studios when I travel. And I've always said, got to get Margaret on the show. And when I created this 20 questions in 30 minutes thing, you were on my short list.
I like the format. The first one I heard, I thought that was a fantastic format.
Well, thanks so much. So listen, audience, let's just jump in this thing. Oh, by the way, Auto Shop Solutions, I mean, you're in the website business, and I know you probably have more than half of my listeners are customers.
Absolutely. We build websites for the independent repair shops all around the country. Also do internet marketing programs for their social media, SEO, paid search, all of that.
And if you've not heard Danny Sanchez, who's the president, he's been on a ton of podcasts with me. We actually did a series of 5 way out up there in Chicago land. Great contributor. And actually, I wrangled Danny to come on Aftermarket Weekly show in about a month. So happy to continue to work with you guys. Here's question number one. Do you have a strong intuition? And if you do, do you listen to it?
I would say I listen to my intuition daily. I do have a strong intuition, and really comes in when time to make big, difficult decisions. I rely on it a lot.
I'm so glad you picked that question. You know, I submit 70 questions to my guests, and they end up probably struggling to find 20 they want to answer. And I loved that you picked that because I suffer from the same thing. It's the gut. I talk about intuition being the gut. And there's a point in time when the gut just says, stop it or do it.
you know, it's doing the right thing often, right? It's your intuition, like when maybe doing something a different way is easier or quicker, but your intuition says, no, we got to do it this way. It's the right way to do it.
So when you listen to it, Margaret, you're probably more right than wrong.
Yes. Every time. I never regret it. Never regret listening to my intuition.
When did you discover that you had a great intuition?
Probably in my professional life. You know, I think you know it earlier on, but as I had more professional life is when I started leaning on it more, more so than my personal life is when I noticed it, probably 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, I think some of that comes with experience.
Yeah, so you must be a deep thinker.
Yeah, I've maybe been accused of overthinking now and again.
Hey, question two. Thank you for doing that with me. Any good habits that you'd love to share with us?
One good habit that I really instilled just really in the recent time in this, since we were in COVID time, let's just say, is, you know, I've always tried to do like exercise every morning, for example. But during COVID time, I created a habit for myself of getting up every morning and doing this 10-minute yoga practice, which maybe sounds like not important, but especially through that time, and I've continued it on now that we're not stuck at home anymore, and it really sets the tone for my day. And right now, I don't think I could live without it. It's a habit that I formed that I really rely on to keep my balance throughout the rest of the day.
Do you still have the fire that you had when you first started?
Yes. Oh, yes. With AutoShop Solutions, absolutely. It's interesting. I often find myself saying, you know, I feel like I'm just getting started, right? Because in the internet marketing space, things change all the time, and we've been continued to grow all the time. And so every milestone that we achieve or every major change we make, it's exciting and it's new and it's fresh. And I say that to Danny all the time. I say, you know, we're just getting started down this new path, right? It's as exciting now as ever.
Well, you know, besides you being in a tech business that's constantly changing, are you an ideas person?
The ideas, concepts, and the execution part is the part I love the most.
Okay. So somebody brings you an idea, you break it apart, and then you say, okay, show me how it works.
Yeah. Bring it all together, making it all happen.
Question number four, if you could pick up a brand new skill in an instant, what would it be?
Coming from a marketing background, this is going to sound kind of strange maybe, but actually it's the writing. I've written plenty of copy in my life, but sitting down and writing anything of length, whether it be blog posts and stories, there's a lot of ideas I have. And I'm a verbal communicator. And so the written communication is something that I would like, a skill I would like to develop and become more of a writer, because I feel often I have so much to share. Often when I sit down to put that to paper, I struggle. So I'd like to improve my writing.
So you're more left brain.
Yeah.
I write all the time and I'm getting better at it and it feels more comfortable, but I constantly challenge myself with every Monday morning blog that I write to shorten it up. Less is more.
That's sometimes even harder. Like I'd love to edit copy. Like if I will go with somebody and tell them all the types of things we want to say in this piece, they write it, I edit it, like that kind of teamwork. I love that. But sitting down and putting it to paper, and to your point, writing things very concisely, it's always a challenge.
The latest book that you read and a big takeaway.
One of the latest ones I've read that has really meant a lot to me is Fear is My Homeboy. And that's a book that I read after attending a Women in Auto Care conference. And she was a speaker, and read her book and really got a lot out of that, how to be the CEO of you, right? And how to help grow yourself and challenge yourself along the way. And the types of things you put in place to set yourself on the right path. And I had a lot of takeaways from that book.
Glad to hear that. I will be sure that book appears on the books page on the website, because anytime there's a book that's dropped in any interview, I go pop it there. If someone says, what was the name of that book and should I get it? Go to the books page, you'll find them. Question number six, Margaret, how do you manage work-life harmony?
Mostly with my calendar. That is the number one tool that I use. I live by my calendar, and my team really laughs at me, but it's because I schedule everything during the workday to get things done, because I try very, very hard to not bring much home in the evening, right? I try very, very hard not to do that. I keep a tight schedule. So, you know, that's one way is the separation as best I can. Can't do that when you're traveling a lot, but these days we're not traveling, so it's a little bit easier to do, you know, at home, outsourcing the chores so that the hours that I am home are more fulfilling to me.
Do you schedule every moment of the day when you look at your schedule and says, listen, I got an interview with Carm, but when I'm done with it, I mean, I know I've got work to do. I know we have responsibilities. Do you fill out those 15 half hour blocks?
I do. I really do. It depends. Or I'll just set aside time to do emails. But if there's an email that really is going to take a lot of thought, I put it on the calendar because I want to prioritize, right? It's my way of prioritizing and keeping everything flowing so that I'm not carrying it over till 10 o'clock every night.
So your to-do list is in the calendar?
Pretty much so. Yeah, and my team makes fun of me a lot they say, I look at your calendar and it's crazy.
No, I would make fun of you. I would look over your shoulder and say, can I do that? Can I actually change my personal discipline to do that? I mean, I live off my calendar, but my to-do list is that one that continues to change its priorities every day.
Yeah, and you know, you don't get to everything every day. And do I put things on the calendar and I move them sometimes to a day, or I go, look at this, I got to move that till next week? Yeah, but it doesn't get deleted off the calendar. Let's put it that way.
All right, great point. Thank you very much. Another question, if you could send a message to yourself 10 years ago, what would you tell your younger you?
Thinking about that, you know, and where I was 10 years ago as a single mom at that time, you know, trying to do everything. And I really wish I had learned to prioritize my personal time and prioritize myself without the guilt of trying to be everything to everybody in my life at that time and doing it all. So I wish I had learned that then, but that is something that I actually have learned now. Also, I would have told myself, you know, you're going to get there. You are going to get there. It's all going to be okay. You know, perspective. You know, as the years go by, you gain a lot of great perspective.
I know. Who was saying to me the other day, how'd you like to be 50 again and know everything you know today? It's something we all think about a lot. I would have yinged instead of yang, then I would have forked this side of the road than that. And, you know, maybe I would have been a podcaster way earlier than I did. But you know what? I've actually come, Margaret, to the point where I can't live in that zone of regret.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't really have the regret. I would, you know, I wouldn't have changed anything really about my career path or even my life path. It was more like getting through the life path. There isn't anything I have a regret about changing the path. It was just, again, the way I was getting through the path. I think I was harder on myself than I needed to be at that.
There will be sunny days. That's what you need to tell yourself. Shopware's innovative shop management system will give you back your time and put more money in your pocket. Make the switch today and watch technician efficiency gain 20%, enjoy increased recommended service, and even grow the highest parts profit margins ever with the smallest amount of work. You know, Steve from Ultimate Automotive says, I love that Shopware lets you complete every estimate on the inspection, and we even have a higher ARO, receive more approvals, and have had a significant increase in revenue. With our previous SMS, estimating was limited because it was so time-consuming. This impacted not only what we could sell on each customer's current visit, but also what we would have prepared for following visits. Hey, your peers are happy. Let Shopware work for you. Book a demo at GetShopware.com. Hey, Carm here. Now, hey, I know many of you go to Apex to buy equipment for your shop, and it's a special part of the reason you attend Apex. And guess what? You can still buy attending the virtual Apex experience. Hey, write these dates down, November 3rd through the 5th, 2020. You simply use our virtual platform to set up one-on-one meetings with suppliers and manufacturers, and you conduct business from your shop or at home. They thought of everything. And there's more, at no cost. Yes, virtual Apex is no cost to you, and you'll have the opportunity to sharpen your technical and management skills with training classes led by the best of the best in the industry. All the training is geared toward shop owners and technicians, along with service advisors. However, all aftermarket professionals are welcomed to attend. Virtual Apex is a perfect opportunity to get training for you and your entire crew without spending anything. There's also additional training on new product and equipment demos by some of the big names, including Autel, Bolt-On Technology, Bosch, Garage Gurus Drive, Hunter Engineering Company, Kukui, and Napa Auto Care. Register now, aapexshow.com/register. Hey, don't miss out on this unprecedented event. Be part of it. Next question, what did you sacrifice in the early days to get where you are today?
You know, in my earlier years, trying to do it all and running yourself ragged, right? And running yourself ragged.
Doing it all, Margaret, gets you to be executive vice president?
Sometimes I think so, yes. Because I have no regrets, right? You learn it because you learn those lessons along the way. You learn how to adapt. You learn, when you're exhausted, I eventually learned my way out of that and how and develop those skills to be able to manage a lot more in the same amount of time.
Good answer. Thank you. Do you see obstacles not as roadblocks, but as opportunities for you?
Opportunity every time, Carm. Opportunity every time. I love challenge. And whether that be in business or my personal life, you know, every time there's what you call roadblocks, I definitely see it as an opportunity. And it's really an opportunity to grow, experience new things and grow. Because with every one of those roadblocks, it might seem as a negative, you always find a way to improve. You know, we do that in business several times a year, you know, internally in the company, there'll be something and we'll think, oh gosh, what's going to happen now? Every time it's a point of adjustment and change. Every time we've come out better, stronger.
Do you include your team on those roadblocks?
Yep, we just had an experience that we went through and as a team and reorganized, and now things are stronger than they were before.
When you face that roadblock, look at it as an opportunity. Do you take that wonderful calendar of yours, put the due date or the start date or the fixed date on there and say, we're done talking about it. Here's the date. Do you do that?
Yeah. I guess it depends on exactly what that roadblock is.
Yeah, but that becomes the opportunity.
Yes. We put a plan together with a time frame to get this done so things don't linger. Because if things linger, they never get done.
Good answer. Thanks. Hey, what does Margaret do for fun?
I love to hike. And I love to drive. My husband and I recently bought a home in the mountains. We go whenever we can. We love to hike in the Blue Ridge. It's the Blue Ridge Mountains. And then we take our cars with us on the weekend and we love to drive on the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Any secrets at all to time suck?
Planning and prioritizing. That's the secret that I figured out because, man, time suck. You can go down a rabbit hole in a lot of different things. Your personal, in email, you start reading a blog and you go on a social media post and you go down, you know, the rabbit hole. So I really try to prioritize and, you know, consuming good content, especially in the marketing field, it's great to go exploring, but I set some boundaries for myself. And so it doesn't turn into hours, right?
It's kind of like I read something, I says, I've been there, done that. I'll skip down 3 or 4 paragraphs. If there's anything new that's coming up, or are we rehashing? Is someone writing for the first time their first blog that I find interesting, but then they're starting from scratch and I'm way advanced? So you're right. I think you have to set priorities. I also find mindless Facebooking things going on.
And then the next thing you know, you're scrolling. I'm like, stop. What am I doing? I just wasted 10 minutes. No. Stop.
Who was it that may have told me how many yards, you know, or miles that we our finger scrolls through?
It's got to be millions. It's got to be millions. I'm taking a little bit of that free form. You do find good things. Again, like I said, when I'm exploring marketing topics or, you know, reading these marketing blogs, I do like to go down, you know, take a little bit of a deep dive because sometimes it's pertinent, right? You just got to kind of keep priorities straight on what you're consuming and how much time you're using.
So if you're investing time with me and Margaret in these questions, we're right about halfway. I'll tell you, there's some great questions coming up. So this is not time suck. This is in good investment. How much training per year do you get?
As far as personal development, I'm a member of Women in Auto Care. And I always attend the Women in Auto Care Conference. And that's been some fantastic training, really on the personal development side, and get out of the office and really get to work on my own skills. And I love that. Love being with my tribe. And then the other one is the ongoing with American Marketing Association. So at least once a month, I'm attending. We were able to do them in person for a long time, the Lunch and Learns. We get speakers come in on different topics, but there's a large depth of webinars. So I'm attending something 1 to 2 times a month, keeping my marketing acumen current.
Wow. How important is that? Because I'm sure a customer will call you with a question and you got to have an answer.
No, and really keeping up on the trends and making sure that all of our services are keeping up with the trends, right? That's so important. And that's the fun part.
I know one thing, AutoShop Solutions has an incredible culture, and you selected the question, how does one start to build a strong business culture?
It's not a short answer, but when you ask the question, how do you start? One of the strong ways to start is accountability, and that is accountability for your team. When you're holding your team accountable, what it does is it builds trust between you and the team, and it builds trust amongst the team, and that leads to the teamwork.
Here's a great question. You guys are all working remote. How intact is the culture?
Danny and I just had a conversation about that this morning, because one thing we do about our culture is we, of course, do employee surveys to make sure we're keeping the pulse, especially now with everybody remote. The net result, our culture is still strong. We thought a lot about that. We talk a lot about that during this time because we're all remote. How are we going to do this? We instilled team meetings, daily stand-ups between the different departments so that there's solid communication and collaboration, right? Because you're not getting the kitchen conversations, the lunchroom. We have, we have our garage out here where we all eat lunch together. You're not getting those informal communication. So we're trying to instill that every morning with our morning stand-ups, that it's not just business. We're also talking about personal things as well, and really trying to keep that alive. We've been doing virtual happy hours at least once a month and things along those lines to keep everybody communicating and working together. And the videos have helped, right? We use Google Meet and we pop on videos. We use Slack. We use the video feature. We're really putting a lot of effort to keep that corporate culture alive. And it's twice as hard now than it was before.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, how much harder it has to be. It has to be more deliberate than just bumping into someone and having that eyeball face-to-face thing. You got to flip a switch to make a remote culture.
Yeah, and it's a challenge. It really is a challenge. And the word you use, deliberate, and I would say yes, that it's very deliberate. But it's important. It's extremely important keeping happy team members, keeping them happy in their jobs, because happy team members makes happy customers.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Thank you for that. That was great. What are you doing to put the customer first in your business?
Everybody has a role in keeping our customers happy. Everybody in the whole company does. However, the customer success team, they're the ones on the front line with our customers. It's training the customer success team and then empowering them, making sure that they're listening to the customer's needs and launching new programs for our customers. But it's really investing in the customer success team to help them on the front line with the customers.
Ever make a major pivot in the business? If yes, what was it?
The obvious one that we just did, as we were talking about, the pivot from culture of all working together in the same office to all working remote, right? That was a major pivot. That was a really major pivot. But we've done that too in our services offering. We've always offered the services of website design and internet marketing, but how we've packaged them has changed over the years. At the beginning of 2018, we made a major pivot with the way we offer our services, and it has made a tremendous positive impact on the growth of our business.
And happier customers?
Absolutely happier customers. That's why we did it. It's all based on customer feedback, evaluating what the customers that are utilizing our services, they're having the most success. And that's how we evaluated what we need to do to pivot.
Here's one of those fun questions. What's your dream car And do you own it?
I have a car that I searched for over a year for my dream car, and I was able to acquire it about 18 months ago. And it is a 2012 Porsche 911 4S. And it's something that I've wanted for a very, very long time. And like I said, it took me over a year to find it because it had to be a specific model, specific color, platinum metallic.
What's so special about the 911 4S?
The body style I wanted, the transmission configuration that I wanted. Yeah, the 4S, of course, is the wider body with the sport.
You drive that up on the Blue Ridge Mountains, huh?
Yes.
Do you go fast?
Yes. How else am I going to answer that question? Of course.
I knew the answer to that, but I had to ask it. I had to ask it. You've been a Porsche person ever since I've known you. I mean, I follow you on social media, watch any videos. It's Margaret and Porsche. Your names, those names are synonymous.
So when you asked if your dream car, you know, my answer is actually, it's not only it's them, because my love affair with the Porsche started 14 years ago when I bought my first one, which I still have, which is a 1985 911 Targa.
So how many do you have?
Total three. Total.
When's the fourth going to come?
I'm good with three for now. I have at one time owned four. Three's about all I can handle. And I'm in the Porsche Club, and that's just a big part of our spare time. So we enjoy.
Great stuff to re-energize with. Really good. Question 17, Margaret, what skills do you delegate because you're just not good at them?
Back to that writing question. I outsource that as much as I can.
Well, you can because you're the boss. When you delegate that, do you tell the person what you're trying, you know, what you're looking for?
Oh, yeah. Like, I know what I want to say. I outline everything, yes. But I get help with some writing. And then I do all the editing.
And it's because you're a process systems person. That's why. All right. Margaret, strong teams always win. What's your winning formula in developing a strong team?
Training is the foundation of these strong teams, right? You train them. You set the expectation and you get out of their way.
And how do you determine if they're heading down that right pathway?
Well, you check in with them, right? We always have checkpoints, you know, and again, setting the expectations.
It goes back to the accountability thing you were talking about, right?
Absolutely. And the expectation, making them accountable. And, you know, you gotta get out of their way. You gotta let them make mistakes. They're going to make mistakes. You know, you're there, you're watching, you know, and you don't let them make too big of mistakes. Nothing's going to harm the business, harm them, harm the customers, not mistakes like that. Sometimes when they make the mistakes, you know, that's when they learn. And we all do. I mean, gosh, Carm, you, I, we've all in business. That's where we've learned our most, right? When we make the mistakes. But not letting them know that, you know, mistakes happen, they're learning opportunities, you know, having their back. When they know that you have their back, they're going to perform in a strong way for you.
I don't know what size dump truck of mistakes you have, but mine's really big.
Well, I got some. Yeah, but that's where all the lessons are learned. That's where the real change happens, you know?
And I love to learn something new every day, every single day. When I put my head on the pillow, and if I didn't learn something, stretch, if you will, but I also think about not only what I learned today, but what mistake that I made that was part of that learning curve. And, you know, you talk about tech, you know, the software that I use and the things that all of a sudden it doesn't update. Now it doesn't look like I was used to it. Now I have to go into mistake mode and or learning curve mode. You know, everyone's been there and done that. I know it. Question 19. If I asked a good friend or peer, what's the secret to your success? What would they tell me?
It's my positive attitude. That and some grit. Attitude's everything, but sometimes you just need a little bit of grit to get through.
Positive attitude. Ever since I've known you, you know, the biggest smile in the world. It doesn't matter if you're having a bad day.
You have your bad day, you have your moment, and then you move on.
I have an interesting question, which is question number 20, that I'm surprised you even picked to have on this list. And it's, how long ago did you update your website? And it kind of floored me because you guys are website companies. And I figured, you know, that's for a shop owner.
And I know that's why that question was in there, right? So I added that in there because we're really excited. The team's working really hard, and we have an October 1st launch coming of a new version of our website. We're very excited. It's a completely new design. It's going to be really exciting. So, and there's new features coming out that's going to be highlighted in that website. So it's something to look forward to.
Isn't it exciting to launch something new?
Yes, it really is. You know, because we're on that same schedule that we recommend to our customers, that every, 18, 24, 30 month, somewhere in that time frame. And we're probably on that 18 to 24 month ourselves. But it's always a heavy lift. It's a project, redoing it and renewing it to make it, even better than the last one.
And of course, every one of your customers will look at that and say, I want something just like that. You're going to set the pace.
We sure are. Yeah.
How cool. You know, every time I do one of these 20 questions in 30 minutes, I end up having more fun, I think, than my guest, because, we get a little loose, a little relaxed, and this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is fun. Thanks for having me, and thanks for doing it. I love this format, Carm. I think this is great.
Margaret Palango, Executive Vice President, Auto Shop Solutions. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Carm.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.